Saturday morning from all of us here at Rosie on the House. Visiting with Dr. Lee Allison on the phone, calling from Tucson. He is our Arizona State Geologist and Director of the Arizona Geological Survey. You know, I think about the only job that could be more fun than that is Wynn Holden's job, boss at Arizona Highways. I mean...
Well, we get to do all these fun things, plus we get to do things like dig up dinosaurs. So,
oh, man, how cool is that? Now, do you get to spend a lot of time in the field yourself?
No.
Okay, no. Then I don't want your job.
Right, yeah.
All right, this map of landslides y'all have recently mapped. You know, I'm going to throw this out hypothetically to our listeners. If you had to map all the known landslides in Arizona, do you think we'd find 50? Do you think we'd find 100? Do you think we'd find 300? Dr. Allison, how many landslide sites did y'all find?
Well, we're still working on it, but after a year of work now, we've come up with over 4,500 landslides that have been previously mapped or identified, and we're bringing them all together on one big, massive inventory and statewide map.
You can go to their site, and you can see this map, and there's also another map of fissures. Folks, do y'all know that Eloy is like 18 feet lower than it was in the 1950s? How weird is that? But you take these sites, and I'm thinking probably laying the maps over each other, isn't Yuma like the most dynamically safe geological place to be until the dam at Lake Mead gets taken out by an earthquake?
Well, Yuma is pretty close to the San Andreas Fault system in Southern California and actually has experienced some pretty significant damage from the 1940 Imperial Valley earthquake. So they're close enough that there was pretty severe ground shaking. And they've had damage in more recent years from some of the larger San Andreas-related events. So, you know, it's hard to find it someplace where you don't have some kind of a hazard. But there are parts of the state. When we look up at the Navajo Reservation in the northeast part of the state, it's in the stable Colorado Plateau, stable, geologically stable. And there are some landslides down in the southwestern part of it, but as you go into the center of the reservation and up towards Utah and Colorado, that's pretty solid, pretty stable area. But everywhere else, boy, earthquakes, landslides, earth fissures, debris flow, flooding hazards, we've got the full categories of all of them here.
We do. Arizona, it's one of the things that makes Arizona so beautiful.
Right. It's that dynamic landscape. There are forces of nature working away here that are creating this very dynamic environment.
Well, if y'all want to see the earthquake activity on map, go to rosieonthehouse.com. It's a time-lapsed sequence from 1850s to today. Watch it. It's extremely interesting. But I'm not bringing Dr. Allison on to drive anyone's anxiety up. I promise y'all every single Saturday morning that we're here to melt away your fears and your anxieties and give you a new level of hope in your house, your home, your castle, and your cabin right here in the great state of Arizona. So nothing we're talking about here should drive anybody's anxiety up, correct?
Right. What we're doing is if you know what kind of hazards are out there, you can be prepared for them. And both, you know, doing preparation mentally as well as physically, and then you're not going to be impacted as much as if you are totally unprepared and had no idea these things could occur.
Today is America's Preparathon, a national day of action for preparing to deal with natural disasters in your house, your home, your castle, and your cabin. So that's one of the reasons we invited Dr. Allison on. And again, I asked you in the last segment where you live, and you gave me a website address. I'm just curious, where does the state geologist really live? I don't want your home address, but where does a state geologist live?
Well, I'm out in the Tucson Mountains west of Tucson, and so we're about 6 miles out. And I took a look at the property. We're out right up against the regional park, and the biggest threat we have here is rock falls. Because I sit on the side of a mountain, there's some very large boulders up there. But before we bought this house, we looked and said, you know, we haven't seen any of those large boulders down here where the houses are. So it looks like they're pretty well stabilized, and they're not rolling down in the middle of the night and crashing through your bedroom.
Rosie, could this new knowledge change building codes at all?
I'm curious. We build our building codes based on seismic activity. They have to build a lot different over in San Diego and along the San Andreas Fault and the L.A. than we have to build here. Could our new monitoring push us into a higher seismic activity that could actually change our building codes?
Well, that's a possibility. That actually was an issue. I ran the State Geologic Survey in Utah for 10 years, and we had that debate, that discussion, as we were monitoring earthquakes there. And what we ended up doing was focusing more on the old building inventory rather than making it more rigorous for new buildings. The feeling was the most dangerous and vulnerable things were the old unreinforced masonry buildings. And so I would say that still may be our priority here in Arizona, is that if we can retrofit, or when you're remodeling, just make sure that you're bringing buildings up to modern code rather than having to increase the code from where we are now.
Well, Dr. Allison, I can't thank you enough for joining us this Saturday morning and sharing your knowledge about the quake activity, landslide activity, and, again, the National Day of Action called America's Preparathon. I just can't thank you enough.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I was wondering, I was monitoring while we were talking to see if we might have had another earthquake during the show, but the most recent one was 8 o'clock last night up in the northwest corner of the state as part of that swarm. Now, so I thought we might be able to actually report one that occurred while we were talking, but I'm sorry I can't do that.
Well, thank you very much for monitoring it. Now, can you imagine it? I mean, his living room must be like 20 television screens all connected to each one of the 18 monitors across the state, and you could just sit there and you'd be mesmerized by this little needle, just beep, 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 beep.
You'd have to have nerves of steel.
To me, that would just be... You know, you put on a little Marshall Tuckle music, and you just sit there and you watch all those things, and you just that's captivating to me. That really is. So Arizona is a very historically, you know, this map that goes time lapse that we have on our site that shows the earthquake activity from the 18th. I'm hoping when we get to heaven, God has a time lapse history channel that we can watch to see how everything came into being in the beginning. Would that be a fascinating movie to watch?
That would be.
I think it would change a lot of people's positions on a lot of different issues. That would be an awesome, awesome History Channel. Folks, when we get back, it's John J. Harper in the Outdoor Hour and Outdoor Living segment of Rosie on the House. 9 o'clock will be open hour, and 10 o'clock we're going to be talking about bathroom history and future trends, all right here at Rosie on the House.
The Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.